Diamondbacks and the Giants at Chase Field. Who else would Goldie be besides Paul Goldschmidt? He and friends would take their hacks against Mad Bum in this one, including A.J. Pollock. He digs in bottom one.
He had a home run here on opening day against him. Now he's swinging. He hits this one a mile deep into left center field. Way back there. Parker all the way back to the wall. It is a home run. Just to the left of the 413-foot marker, and the D-backs take a 1-0 lead.
3-1 is loud contact to center field. Pollock back. He will look up. It is gone. Up onto the balcony over the center field wall. That is what the Giants were looking for when they gave the green light to Jarrett Parker. His second home run of the year has tied the game. From 3-0 to 3-2. The pitch. Martinez hits one deep to left field. Parker's going to watch it. It is gone. A line drive home run for J.D. Martinez. Diamondbacks back ahead, 2-1. His 27th home run of the year between the Tigers and the Diamondbacks.
Swing and a miss. He struck him out. And he struck him out. He went back to that slider, breaking it down and away. Struck him out swinging. He chased ball four way outside and low.
Here's a swing and a drive out into right center field. Pollock chasing. He'll lean down and he catches it. Wow. Well, that liner had some top spin on it. Pollock covering so much ground out there, sprinting over to his left. And he didn't even have to dive. He more had to reach in and down.
Edison Baumgartner turned in 7 innings of 2-run ball, giving up only solo home runs to A.J. Pollock and J.D. Martinez, but it was enough to sink him and the Giants as they fell to the Diamondbacks at Chase Field Saturday night 2-1. Here is Giants skipper Bruce Bochy.
No, I got word how far I was off the play. So that's a bad break. He's a pretty good hitter. You know, he shortens up with two strikes. That's a tough break, you know. He actually saw it good and saw it as a ball. Call went their way.
Parker's still swinging a high bat.
Yeah, he barreled up one today. Yeah, that was good. Looked like he was setting him up on that 3-0 swing. And he got a hold of one there. And that was it. I mean, we created one other pretty good opportunity and couldn't make contact there. Panic, nice job with runner going on a 3-1 count to set up a potential rally. We just couldn't finish that off. And the other guy was good. He had great stuff, throwing 95. He has movement. But when you get those chances, you know, you like to take advantage of them. We did today.
What are you seeing in Ryder's at bats? Is he a little tentative, or is timing off?
You know what? I think he's just caught in between, it looks like. You know, the one at bat, he took two strikes. Well, one questionable. You know, I did come up and look at that. But, you know, so I think he's caught in being aggressive or you know, trying to be too selective. You know, he's trying to get settled in up here. This is... what you deal with young players, you know, growing pains, and this kid's got a lot of talent. He'll be off tomorrow, but you know, he's gonna get at bats.
With Parker, you also like the way, I mean, they were attacking him with the off-speed stuff next time out, and he was able to stay back and hit that one in the corner for a triple.
Yeah, good swing on that curveball. You know, he's getting a lot better laying off him, taking good swings at him. Doing a better job with two strikes, not trying, you know, trying to do too much and put the ball in play, and he did there. That's a nice at bat, I thought, because they were feeding a lot of off-speed pitches.
Baumgartner's obviously not making too many mistakes, but he's had a few games now where a couple home runs have been hit. Are you seeing any patterns?
No. You know, he's you know, that's the game today. You look at. Yeah, before during BP, you look at the home runs that are being hit. Yeah, I mean, it's incredible in today's game. And, you you know, I said this, it looks like over 50 guys are going to have 30 or more home runs. It's just part of the game, and guys are getting the ball in the air more in this ballpark. Two solo home runs, that's a great job. You know, it's what you're dealing with now. You don't give up as many hits, but you're giving up more home runs. And he had two strikes on Pollock there, and I'm sure he'd like to have that pitch back. But I think on both of them. But you know what? You give up two runs in seven innings in this ballpark, and I think that's a nice job.
Buster's set the bar kind of high for himself, obviously. Is he okay? Some of the swings just don't look.
Yeah. Yeah, again, you know, you find out these guys are human. You know, we get spoiled, and they're not machines, and they, you know, have their little periods where they don't quite look as sharp, or they're seeing the ball as well. And, so, yeah, that goes with all these hitters. You know, we're getting toward the end of August here, or at the end of August, and, you know, I'm sure all the guys, both teams, all throughout baseball, guys are probably starting to, you know, get a little fatigued.
The Giants look to bounce back on Sunday behind Chris Stratton. He'll be opposed by Patrick Corbin.